WASM and Rust microservices. The end of Docker in 2026? For over a decade, Docker containers have been the undisputed standard for packaging and deploying microservices. However, in 2026, a fundamental shift is occurring in cloud-native architecture. WebAssembly, WASM, originally designed to run high-performance code in web browsers, has broken out of the browser and into the backend via the WebAssembly system interface. WASI, when combined with the memory safety and performance of Rust, WASM provides an execution environment that is significantly lighter, faster, and more secure than traditional Linux containers. Engineering teams are increasingly asking a provocative question. Is this the beginning of the end for Docker? The heavy weight of containers to understand the appeal of WASM. We must look at the inefficiencies of containerization. A Docker container, even a minimal Alpine-based one, carries a significant amount of operating system baggage. It includes a file system, system libraries, and an abstraction layer that requires a heavy container runtime, like Containerd, to manage. This results in image sizes measured in tens or hundreds of megabytes, and startup times, cold starts, measured in seconds. In modern serverless architectures and edge computing environments, a 1-second cold start is often unacceptable. Enter WebAssembly, and WASI. WebAssembly takes a completely different approach. It is a portable binary instruction format that runs in a secure, sandboxed execution environment. When compiled to WASM, a microservice is just a single binary file, often less than 2 megabytes in size. Because WASM does not boot an operating system or load heavy runtime libraries, it can achieve cold start times of under 5 milliseconds. The WebAssembly system interface, WASI, standardizes how these WASM modules interact with the host operating system, granting explicit, capability-based access to file systems, network sockets, and environment variables. Architectural comparison, Docker versus WASM, WASI. To illustrate the difference, consider the execution stack of a standard Dockerized microservice versus a WASMtime runtime. WASM removes the entire guest OS and hardware virtualization layer. Graph TD subgraph, Docker container stack, D1, microservice code, to D2, language runtime, binaries, D2 to D3, guest OS, Alpine Linux, D3 to D4, container runtime, containerd, D4 to D5, host OS, Linux kernel. End subgraph. WASM, WASI stack, W1, Rust compiled to WASM, to W2, WASMtime, WASM edge runtime, W2 to W5, host OS, Linux kernel. End style D3 fill. Hashtag FFCCCC, stroke. Hash CC0000, color. Number 000 style W2 fill. Hashtag CCFFCC, stroke. Hash 00CC00, color. Number 000. Why Rust is the perfect match while WASM supports many languages, including C++, Go, and Python. Rust has emerged as the premier language for back-end WASM development. Rust's strict compiler guarantees memory safety without the need for a garbage collector. Languages with garbage collectors, like Go or Java, must bundle their runtime into the WASM binary, inflating the file size and slowing down execution. Rust compiles down to incredibly lean, highly optimized WASM binaries. Furthermore, the Rust ecosystem has embraced WASM natively, with frameworks like Spin and WASMtime providing a seamless developer experience. Security. Default deny sandboxing security is perhaps the most compelling argument for the WASM Rust stack. Docker containers share the host's Linux kernel, and a container breakout vulnerability can compromise the entire node. WebAssembly operates on a default deny capability-based security model. A WASM module cannot access the file system, make network requests, or even read the system clock unless the host explicitly grants it permission at runtime. Even if a WASM module is compromised via a software vulnerability, the blast radius is strictly confined to the permissions granted to that specific module. The hybrid future is Docker dead? Not entirely. Legacy applications, massive stateful databases, and complex monolithic architectures will continue to run in containers for the foreseeable future. However, for new, stateless microservices, serverless functions, and edge computing workloads, the WASM and Rust combination is rapidly becoming the default choice. As Kubernetes adds native support for scheduling WASM workloads alongside traditional containers, we are entering a hybrid era where the runtime is selected based on the specific requirements of the workload. Cold start benchmarks and methodology. We benchmarked a simple HTTP, Hello World, service across three paradigms using a 2V CPU, 4GB RAM AWS EC2 instance. The source code and load testing scripts using Hey are available in our methodology repository. Environment cold start time memory footprint. Idle image size Docker. Alpine Plus node, approximately 850 milliseconds, 45 megabytes, 120 megabytes AWS Lambda. Firecracker VM, approximately 180 milliseconds, 60 megabytes NA WASM time. Rust to WASM, less than 3 milliseconds, 2 megabytes, 1.8 megabytes methodology. Time to first byte, TTFB. Measured from container process creation command to first HTTP 200OK. Averaged over 1,000 iterations. Orchestration gaps. When not to use WASM despite the impressive performance. Treating the death of Docker as a settled fact ignores massive ecosystem gaps. WASM is not a silver bullet, and you should not use it in production today if you rely heavily on standard Linux networking tools. WASM's socket support is still maturing via WASI Preview 2 and 3. Complex service meshes, like Istio, rely on eBPF and sidecar proxying that assume a standard Linux network namespace. Your application requires multi-threading, while WASM 32 unknown supports some threading. True shared memory multi-threading across WASM modules remains highly experimental. Observability is critical. Standard APM tools. Datadog. New Relic. Rely on oxygen monosulfide level instrumentation or language-specific profilers that do not yet have robust hooks inside WASM runtimes. Intel Kubernetes native WASM, like Krustlet, SpinCube, achieves parity with Linux container orchestration. WASM should be isolated to stateless edge functions, not core backend databases or heavily threaded stateful workloads.